I really enjoyed the Crash Course Linguistics video that we watched for class this week, and I felt like it was something that was super relevant, especially because I'm currently taking developmental psych this semester, and in my developmental psych class, I've been learning a lot about language development, and I feel like a lot of the things that were mentioned in this video were things that I was able to connect not only to what we're learning in educating emergent bilinguals, but also things that I've learned about in my psychology course. And it was really cool to kind of see the bridging of that gap and see how so many things are so important and interconnected. Especially like different things like hearing about learning about sound in the womb. And like that's something that I think is really interesting to think about how, you know, especially for emergent bilinguals, it's not just time after birth that is relevant for language development and skill, but even time before children are born, they're really able to absorb all of this knowledge. And it's really, really cool to think that, you know, the voice of the person who gave birth to them and their native language are things that they're able to kind of recognize. And as I've been learning in my psych course, like babies and children are smarter than we give them credit for a lot of the time. And I think that's really cool to think about. And I think something that's really interesting is also just the idea that for emergent bilinguals, there are so many benefits and benefits to knowing multiple languages, learning multiple languages as you grow up. And I feel like societally, that value is not necessarily depicted and transferred, but through scientific psychological research, it's been shown that children who are bilingual and grow up as multilingual learners have better executive functioning skills and are able to kind of perform better both in school and out of school in lots of different domains. And so I think that's really interesting just to think about because I feel like there's often a negative connotation of multilingual learners as, I guess, deficit-based and not kind of having, not being proficient enough in certain realms, when really it's almost the opposite. It's that they actually have more proficiency than other children in certain realms. And I think that's just something interesting to think about and kind of the disconnect between general society and psychological research and maybe just the way that things are portrayed and the way that portrayal kind of impacts social value. I also thought it was really cool to just, you know, learn a little bit more about all these different studies. And one of the studies that I learned about in my psych class also talked about high amplitude sucking and how that was like an interesting way to measure whether children were familiar or unfamiliar with a Cat in the Hat story that they heard while they were in the womb. And I also think it's just interesting to think about grammar and how grammar comes naturally to a lot of people and, you know, kind of how grammar is somewhat inherent, but also how children, when they are young, kind of have this capacity to learn and they have this critical period that doesn't necessarily last. And I can relate to this as someone who grew up speaking Nepali. Like I know that there are sounds in the Nepali language that are not in English. And it's really interesting because there are times when I try to teach some of my friends, I try to explain the difference between like da and da. And it's like to them, they're like, it's the same sound. And to me, I'm like, I can hear this difference. And it's really interesting to learn that there's kind of a scientific basis for why it is that way. I think something else that's hard is when I try to teach some of my other friends Nepali, I struggle because the grammar comes naturally to me, but I can't necessarily explain it. It's something where I don't know why I say something the way I do. It's just because I learned how to say it versus I feel like in English, I'm more comfortable. And so I'm kind of able to explain why things work, like subject, object, verb, like what the order of things are. But in Nepali, it's not something that I can vocalize in the same way. It's not something I'm as conscious of. It's more of just unconsciously, I know the right order to say the words in a sentence, but I don't understand it to the degree where I can explain it to others. And so I think that's also interesting to think about how you can be multilingual, but have different levels of proficiency and how that can impact, language learning. And also hearing about receptive bilingualism, I feel like that really encompasses my brother, who he's someone who can understand the Nepali language but can't really speak any of it. And so I think it's so interesting to kind of think about, I guess, all the terms and all of the like scientific bases for all of these different phenomenons that I've seen in my whole life. And I really loved the way that they said that heritage language can be something that no one in your family currently speaks, but it's something that you have connected to back to, you know, several generations ago. And I think that's a beautiful thing. And I think it's important to kind of give that value as well. And just overall, I really, really just enjoyed kind of thinking about bilingualism, multilingualism, and kind of just all of the linguistics behind it, the way, the reasons things are the way they are. And I guess the way that it connects to my life as well.